Essex set about defending their total of 168 under floodlights at Edgbaston as dark, fast-moving clouds cover the Birmingham skyline. Captain Foster opted to change his opening bowling attack compared to previous matches, with David Masters taking the first ball. Masters took control of the first over, with Northamptonshire only managing a solitary single. However, Napier could not replicate Masters' first over as Richard Levi launched an assault on the Essex stalwart, hitting him for 15 from his first over and out of the attack. Levi continued to take it to the Essex bowlers, bringing up Northants 50 in the fifth over, whilst contributing 43 of the runs. At the end of Northants' mandatory power play, the steelbacks are 52 for zero. A change of ends for Napier could not prevent Levi from reaching a half century as Northants continued to look for quick runs from the opening pair. It was left to Tim Phillips, who was introduced in the eighth over, to take the pace off the ball in an attempt to restrict the flow of runs. Phillips' first over went for six before skipper Foster also decided on a change of ends for Rhys Topley. The tactic paid off as Carl Kotzer could only drill his cover drive straight to the safe hands of Ravi Papara at mid-off, with the score on 74. Tate returned to bowl with the prospect of dismissing fellow Australian Cameron White, however White could only defend an accurate over by the tall pace man. At the halfway stage, Northants had reached 83 for one and seemingly cruising to victory. However, the thriller of an innings from Richard Levi turned to drama as with the first ball of the 11th over, when Hamish Rutherford was presented with a high catch on the long-on boundary to dismiss the big South African. Levi eventually dismissed for a crowd-pleasing 57. At the end of the 11th over, Northants were 83 for 2. When Masters returned to the attack for his final over of his spell in the 13th over, he soon claimed the wicket of Wakeley, snaring a caught and bowled chance and dismissing the batsman for 3, and leaving Northants on 93 for 3. Once Tate had completed the 15th over, Northants' required run rate had crept up to 11.2 runs per over as they needed 56 runs from 30 balls. However, the sudden increase did not deter the batsmen as Cameron White and Stephen Crook combined to hit 20 runs off a Tim Phillips over, putting the steelbacks into the driving seat. A further four boundaries from the next over all but sealed Essex's fate, and by the time the 19th over was set to begin, Northants required 2 runs to win. Tate was tasked with the unenviable job of bowling a maiden to ensure Essex could still win, but unfortunately for him and the Eagles, it wasn't to be as White top-edged a short ball from Tate over Foster's head to the boundary. Northamptonshire steelbacks finished their innings on 171 for 3 and won the match by 7 wickets to progress to this afternoon's final. A desperately disappointing finish to what has been a roller coaster of a competition for the Eagles. Attention now turns to the important LV County Championship match versus Northamptonshire in Colchester.